Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time now to understand our pets. It is Pet Care Day, the Pet Care Corner, as we call it, on the afternoon overdrive. Be the dog. That is going to be the basis of our conversation this afternoon. We welcome Samantha Walpole, who's a canine behaviorist. Samantha, very good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Thank you, Michael, and a very happy afternoon to all your listeners, and I'm delighted to be chatting to you.
Great to have you on board, Samantha, and thanks once again for availing your time to talk to us. Well, we need to understand our pets, isn't it? Now, very interesting, yes. your website is called Be the Dog. Right, now, I'm very curious, because there's a reversal in roles in a matter of speaking here. So, Samantha, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to put it out to you. Where does one start? Well, what is it when you mean be the dog? Take us through it step by step.
Okay, so I got that name because essentially it is about looking at the world from the dog's perspective.
Okay.
It is a completely different lens.
Right.
So if we look at dog behaviors from our human perspective, it can often become a bit of a fruit salad where we have extremely high expectations of what we want our dogs to do and what we don't want them to do. So that's how I actually came up with the name, is I needed to reframe how people are looking at, in inverted commas, problem behaviors, which quite often are not problem behaviors.
Okay.
So it's about seeing the world from the dog's point of view, and then everything quietly falls into place, and it makes changing behaviors much easier.
How do you get to learn that? How do you get to see it from the dog's point of view? I'm trying to wrap my mind around that, Samantha.
Okay, so lots and lots and lots of studying. And there are, thank goodness for technology today, is we've got access all around the world, which is fantastic. So there are academies in South Africa. We've got access to the international study groups as well. And what I can tell you, though, is what I learned last year has already changed this year. So apart from running the full-time business, I'm always studying something just to keep up with the changes in the industry and what we are constantly learning.
Okay. But now, Samantha, I must ask this. Surely with different breeds, this is going to be very challenging and will require a lot of studying.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so how do we start there? How do we start with that?
Michael, sorry, just reframe the question for me.
Okay, so we're dealing with different breeds of dogs. So looking at it from their perspective, where do we start? What is the basis on which to begin understanding your dog?
Okay, so dogs are dogs, and they operate... they're all very similar in how they operate. So what a nice analogy is, I tell my clients that the dog is pretty much like a two-year-old toddler who is autistic and doesn't speak our mother tongue. And that's all breeds across all levels, okay?
Okay.
Then you get breed-specific traits. So, for example, a border collie is specifically bred to herd. And your Labradors, your Goldies, those are the gun dogs. So they're specifically bred to retrieve, and they like to have things in their mouth. And they've also got a higher grade of the friendly goon. So we do need to take into account genetics of why a dog was bred and what it was bred for.
Okay.
Because it's got to meet our lifestyle. So, for example, if I get a phone call and a potential client says to me, I've got a border collie and she is herding and nipping the children. Then my brain is going, okay, that's what border collies do.
Okay.
That in a domestic environment, that's not particularly great, and we want to redirect the behavior. We don't want to stop the dog from doing what it was bred to do. we've got to allow it to scratch its genetic itch, okay?
Okay.
But we've got to do it in a way where we're meeting the dog's needs, but at the same time, it is conducive to living in a domestic environment with a family or whatever that home consists of.
Okay.
So, there are many factors that one's got to take into account.
Sure. Samantha, we're going to have to, or rather we have to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, perhaps we can just elaborate on that a little further before we move on to other questions, which I have in mind regarding Be the Dog and really understanding the dog. If you've just joined us, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive, 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Samantha Walpole, a canine behaviorist from Be the Dog. We're finding out about how to learn more about our four-legged friends. We'll be back after this.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, time check. It's just about going 18 minutes to the top of the hour, 18 minutes to four. If you've just joined us, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive, 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Samantha Walpole, canine behaviorist. Samantha, thanks for joining us on the show to tell us all about, how to be the dog and relate to our dog's mannerisms and tendencies. If we can just carry on a bit more along those lines. So, that's a border collie that you outlined. What should one look out for those more, shall we say, dominant breeds? You know, I'm talking, for want of a better description, or want of a better word, we talk about Rottweilers, Dobermans, those kind of animals.
Okay, so your guarding breeds.
Yes.
And they are bred to guard. So, again, we got to take genetics into account. What I am going to say about that group of dogs is it doesn't mean that we need to change tactics in going, all right, well, this dog thinks differently, or we need to have a harder hand on the more robust breeds. That's not, we absolutely don't. Dogs learn the same way.
Okay.
So we can still use, in fact, we should be using positive methods no matter what breed we are dealing with. It's more about disposition, personality that we need to look at, because there are no two dogs alike, just the same as children. There is a blanket or a basic recipe, but then we've got to look at the dog that's in front of us and go, all right, these emotions are driving this particular behavior. If we want to change it, then we need to look at other options. It doesn't mean we need to do anything stronger or harder with potentially a I think robust, a more robust dog.
Okay. All right. And surely this would also vary very much, Samantha, regarding the age of the animal. If you've taken on a puppy, for example, in comparison to like a rescue, a middle-aged animal. So what should we be looking out for there?
Okay. All right. So 100%. I always go back to the human child, because as dogs go through their developmental periods, they are always changing.
Right.
So we've got the puppy days, then we've got the adolescent period. You know, with our kids during adolescence, they generally think they know everything and they can drive and they can do everything.
Right.
Exactly the same with the adolescent puppies.
Indeed.
But they don't. We've got to be there to guide them and help them and repeat and be consistent with the teaching. Then we are creating the adult dog. So three things are critical if we're looking at the babies, the pups.
Right.
Genetic, personality, and environmental experiences. So there's not much we can do about genetics. That's already set. And there's not much we can do about personality either.
Right.
But how the dog or the puppy operates in the environment, that we can have a huge, huge influence on. So rescue dogs, that very much depends on their history. Okay. Was the puppy born fearful, or was the puppy quite a confident dog? And it's a little bit like every lesson that the puppy learns, think of it like you are putting a book on a bookshelf.
Right.
So everything that we teach the puppy, we're adding books to that bookshelf all the time until it reaches adulthood. And then we've kind of got the dog that we've got that we've got with all that education.
Indeed.
So then we have adulthood, and then we have the geriatric years, and that's right. Also important because we've got possible pain, we've got arthritis kicking in.
Funny, I was going to come to that. Sorry to interrupt you there, but yeah, that was going to be another question I had
in mind. Jumping the gun. Okay. Right. And that affects behavior, diminished senses, and we're going to see changes there as well. So it never stays the same. It's always changing.
Indeed. Samantha, you get to a point where a dog can, become overpowering, spoilt in a sense, and get to a stage where, it becomes dominating and, it wants to have its way. How do we whittle that down?
The dog isn't being dominant. Emotion drives behavior, and there is a consequence. And if the dog is, whatever the consequence is, the dog is either going to repeat the behavior or it's going to avoid. Does it have a good consequence or does it have a bad consequence? At the end of the day, we need to constantly be proactive.
Okay.
So if we are reactive to a behavior that we are not enjoying, it's too late because the behavior has already happened. And practice makes perfect.
Indeed.
Is going to tell us very, very quickly, if I leave a remote on the table, this dog likes to put things in its mouth and it's going to damage the remote. Therefore, as a human with a thinking brain, I'm not going to leave the remote on the table.
Right. Indeed, Samantha.
There's such a high expectation where we also... Often people are we're not setting the dog up to succeed. So we repeat the same thing over and over again, and we're expecting a different outcome.
Sure.
And then I get the phone call going, help.
Okay, you get the phone call going, go and help. Funny now, that's going to lead me to my next line of questions for you regarding services which you offer. Right, so behavior consultations in home coaching. Take us through that briefly.
So my core business is that I'm a dog behaviorist. So I specialize in canines. Most of my job entails me going to people's homes.
Okay.
So I need to see the dog in their home environment. That's their safe space. It's kind of on-the-job training. That's where they're going to do the behavior. If the dog comes to me, I'm going to see different behaviors because now we've changed the environment. So personally, I like to go to people's home.
Okay.
There are many dynamics with home consults. There's no right or wrong. I've got to take into account the personal likes and dislikes of the owners, the family dynamics, are there kids in the home, are there other dogs in the home, how active are they, what is this dog needing, where are his needs being met, where are the needs not being met, is it an anxious dog, all those factors need to be considered.
Indeed.
So it's an assessment, and I'm watching, and I am translating all the time.
Wow.
So whatever the dog is doing, and the conversations are, we're changing mid-sentence with conversations because the dog is going to do something or the other that is relating to what the owner is wanting to deal with. Then Occam's razor, so I always like to take the easiest route for clients. for their lifestyle, because nothing comes for free. It does actually take work, and it takes
setup.
Indeed,
I can well imagine. Yes, Samantha, I'm so sorry to interrupt you there. We're going to have to take another short commercial break. When we come back, we will wrap up on your services and just some advice you'd like to give to everybody there based on our conversation this afternoon. Samantha Walpole, canine behaviorist, joining us on the line, making us understand our four-legged pooches. Be the dog, as her website is called. We'll be back after this.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it's just gone 9 minutes to four. At the top of the hour, I will bring you a full detailed news update. Until then, we are understanding our pets, in this case, our canines, our four-legged furry friends. Be the dog. That is more or less the theme we are looking at this afternoon. Samantha Walpole joins us on the line. Samantha is a canine behaviorist. Samantha, once again, thanks for joining us. Okay, so we were looking at the services that you provide through Be the Dog. We don't have that much time left, but I don't want to hurry you. I just wanted to go through some of the other services which you do provide. For example, behavioral dog walking and pet boarding. So take us through the dog walking, first of all. What do we need to be aware of there?
So the dog walking is two things. I've got a private dog walking venue. They're popping up all over the place now, which is wonderful. Many dogs are not candidates to going to a public dog park.
Okay.
It can sometimes be a little bit like taking your dog to the local pub brawl. So,
would that be the guard dog category, as you mentioned earlier on?
Anything.
Oh, all right.
Anything. So people can book a slot, and they bring their dogs and their family, and they don't meet any other dogs or any other people. It's theirs for the time booked. The consults we've addressed. Just one quick thing on that is generally your pet owner leans toward training. That's what's going to fix a problem behavior.
Okay.
In fact, it's more the emotion that we want to change. Training is important, and I am a trainer, but we've got to take into account what is the emotion that's driving the behavior.
Okay.
The pet boarding, I'm a little different, so that's a small part of my business. In that the pet boarding is more home living. It's not a kennel environment. So the dogs who come to me need to have very good social skills. It's the behavioral work is the core business. I think that's answered your question.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to any dog behaviors we need to be mindful of before we wrap up our conversation?
I think I'm going to end by, yes, when we look at our dogs and what they're doing, always remember that there is no right or wrong. It is just a behavior, and it is information that we must not ignore or put to the side. There is actually a language. So with humans and dogs, there's very much a culture clash. And my core work is to translate so people understand dogs understand their owners, and we're building the relationship up, and we're opening up the conversation, so we're creating that relationship that is built on trust.
BeTheDog.co.za. Am I correct, Samantha? Yes, just go to BeTheDog.co.za. Very easy to remember if you want to get to know about... more about the behavior of your four-legged loved ones. Samantha, it's been a pleasure chatting to you this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. Everything of
the best in all your Be the Dog endeavors. Samantha Walpole, canine behaviorist, and understanding your pet.